What if the very thing holding you back from starting a business, your age, is actually your greatest advantage? While Silicon Valley glorifies 20-something founders in hoodies, reality tells a different story. Colonel Sanders launched KFC at 62. Vera Wang entered fashion design at 40. Ray Kroc was 52 when he franchised McDonald's. The narrative that entrepreneurship belongs to the young isn't just wrong, it's costing people their dreams. By 40, you've accumulated something far more valuable than venture capital: wisdom, networks, emotional intelligence, and clarity about what truly matters. The corporate ladder you've been climbing, it's taught you lessons that can't be learned in a startup incubator. That persistent voice whispering about independence, about building something meaningful, it's not going away. The question isn't whether you're too old to start, it's whether you're ready to finally listen. Business success boils down to something deceptively simple: offering what enough people want at prices generating sustainable profit while maintaining cash flow to keep operating. Yet most new businesses fail on these fundamentals because they ignore brutal truths nobody mentions. Most business books miss this. Your why matters more than your idea. But here's the trap. When Glenda Shawley started her business in 1992 with a one-year-old, her motivation was independence. That self-centered why led her to accept any work, teaching retail to language students, writing CVs, coaching employees. She stayed busy but never built a real business. Why? Because customers don't care about your independence. They care about what you can do for them. Simon Sinek nailed it. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. But that why must resonate beyond your needs. Consider two massage therapists. One says, "I left corporate life to be my own boss." Another says, "I free people from chronic pain so they can fully live again." Which would you book? Your real why lives in your values, the causes that anger you, the compliments people consistently give you, the impact you want to leave. When you connect with this deeper purpose, decisions become crystal clear. But pause before chasing passion. Are people actually paying for what you love? Friends saying, "You should sell these," means nothing if they're not pulling out wallets at prices covering materials, time, overhead, and profit. Passion without a sustainable model is just an expensive hobby. The beauty of starting after 40? Knowing yourself well enough to choose a business structure matching your risk tolerance. By 40, you know your answers. Three brutal truths define entrepreneurship. First, you can't sell to everyone. Appealing to all creates blandness that appeals to none. Second, people buy what they want, not what they need. Your job is making them want your solution. Third, cash is oxygen. Profitability means nothing if bills go unpaid. Prioritize ideas generating quick returns with low investment. Inevitable challenges await. Critics will emerge, sometimes from family preferring employment security. Combat self-doubt with a support network of fellow entrepreneurs who understand the journey. Customer acquisition takes longer than expected, while too much business too fast overwhelms capacity and damages reputation. The bright, shiny object syndrome proves fatal, disguised as money-making ideas that distract from core priorities. Create a system to capture these ideas for later evaluation rather than immediately pursuing them. Here's the paradox. You'll never have enough time, yet you must carve out hours to work on your business, not just in it. Accept that perfection doesn't exist. Excellence suffices. Real learning happens through selling, not preparation. Financial anxiety paralyzes entrepreneurs, yet the fundamentals are straightforward. Identify all costs, materials, premises, transportation, equipment, subscriptions, professional fees, marketing, and staff. Track payment dates to manage cash flow. Your pricing positions your business and must align with your brand. Charging too little attracts wrong-fit clients who question quality while forcing you to work harder for less. Having prices requires twice the customers for the same revenue, doubling marketing costs and stress. Calculate your break-even point. Divide monthly fixed costs by contribution, selling price minus variable costs. Cash flow forecasting reveals available cash at each period's end. Even profitable businesses face crises when growth outpaces projections or customers pay slowly. Solutions include taking deposits up front, shortening payment terms, or offering prompt payment discounts. The Power Hour technique, dedicating your first daily hour to working on your business before emails, creates 6 full work weeks of development time annually. Modern automation amplifies efficiency. Accounting packages generating recurring invoices, scheduled marketing emails, programmed social media posts, and appointment booking tools enabling client self-scheduling and prepayment. Even profitable businesses face crises when growth outpaces projections or customers pay slowly. Solutions include taking deposits up front, shortening payment terms, or offering prompt payment discounts. The Power Hour technique, dedicating your first daily hour to working on your business before emails, creates 6 full work weeks of development time annually. Modern automation amplifies efficiency. Accounting packages generating recurring invoices, scheduled marketing emails, programmed social media posts, and appointment booking tools enabling client self-scheduling and prepayment. No business can serve everyone. A narrow niche makes customers instantly recognize themselves in your marketing. A London newborn photographer has a tightly defined market, yet deep enough with 700,000 UK births annually. Profile your ideal customer. Demographics, interests, media consumption, and values for individuals, industry, turnover, and decision-making for businesses. People buy to solve problems. Even creative purchases fulfill emotional needs while requiring logical justification. Maslow's hierarchy helps identify whether customers seek basic security or higher-level fulfillment. Validate through research. How many have this problem? Will they pay? What price points work? Competition extends beyond obvious rivals. Florists compete with supermarkets, gas stations, even local flower clubs. Positioning maps identify market gaps by plotting criteria like price versus quality. Your brand encompasses what people understand, see, hear, and feel about your business. Well-established brands distill into one or two distinctive words. Consider Harrods versus Primark. Maintain consistency everywhere. A luxury hotel using cheap toilet paper undermines its premium positioning. Work with professional designers for visual identity and apply branding consistently across all touchpoints. Your ideal client won't magically discover you. Marketing guides prospects through stages: awareness, interest, understanding, trial, purchase, and advocacy. Today's prospects are informed yet overwhelmed, tired of hype and false promises. Effective marketing avoids listing features without benefits, unclear targeting, self-promotion without engagement, and missing calls to action. Use the IDA framework: attention, interest, desire, action, plus conviction to structure compelling messages. With mere seconds to capture attention, compelling headlines prove vital. Questions work well because they naturally provoke answers. After capturing attention, deepen interest by making them feel their pain points, like the stressed mother juggling family and career who can't sleep, has constant headaches, and relies on unhealthy coping mechanisms. Describe both features, what it is, and benefits, what it means. Food delivered to your door so you don't waste time shopping. Tell prospects exactly what to do next using action verbs: call, visit, book, download, buy now. Choose one call to action relevant to their journey stage. Aim for 70% you and 30% we in your copy. Focus on prospects, not yourself. People rarely buy on first contact. Your message typically needs 6 to 8 views before action. Despite skeptics, networking remains the most effective marketing channel for local small businesses, transforming contacts into customers and relationships into your sales team. Set a realistic launch date and commit publicly. You'll never feel fully prepared. Choose between a buzz-generating launch or soft testing with limited audiences. Post-launch deflation is normal. Maintain momentum through daily networking calls or LinkedIn updates. If growth disappoints, apply marginal gains, 1% improvements in email subject lines, website calls to action, or cost reductions compound over time. If thriving, avoid complacency. Gather testimonials, especially video ones, and implement referral processes. Celebrate wins publicly. Success attracts success. Monitor cash flow vigilantly. Rapid growth strains finances. Long-term success requires staying connected to your why, maintaining customer focus, differentiating from competitors, and building support networks. This isn't just income, it's independence, impact, and identity. You're not too old. You're finally old enough. Your wisdom, networks, and clarity are competitive advantages. The world needs your experience refined by decades of living. Stop waiting for perfect conditions. Your second act awaits.